So, Congressman Greg Pence, I have heard you say before, just a couple of weeks ago, that the people who are in Congress, who are elected to those positions, who do not want to go to D.C., who are afraid to go back to D.C. and do their jobs, maybe should consider resigning. And this is apparently how you still feel. Am I correct about that?
Well, Chris, I think everybody has to put their health and safety first. So I'm not sure if I'd be that harsh today. But I do think for those folks that are healthy and that are able, we should be out in Washington, D.C., holding hearings, talking about the PPP, talking about the CARES Act, talking about how we can make sure that we get relief to the workers, the doctors, the nurses, the policemen. You know, Chris, I'm in Columbus, Indiana here. There's lots of people, the heroes that I just mentioned, are going to work every day. I'm not real sure why I can't go to work, why the Senate can be out there going to work, holding hearings, trying to improve things as we go through this pandemic. And Nancy Pelosi and the House of Representatives, we're going to stay closed, and we're going to figure out how to take care of ourselves first. That strikes me as a little bit elitist, of which I don't consider myself to be an elitist.
Who makes those decisions about how you guys can get back? You know, I know that in the Senate, generally that's Mitch McConnell's call, right? And Chuck Schumer, they maybe discuss that and then get the Senate back in session. Who makes the decision in the House?
Ultimately, it is Nancy Pelosi. She has formed a committee of Democrats and Republicans. They met a little bit last week. It kind of went nowhere, and the conversations about how we could get back safely, and we know how we can vote, Chris. We did that for the PPP Enhancement Act. We all went out there, 20 folks at a time, went into the House, masked, loved. We voted. They wiped the machines. We went back to our office. They called us at 20 people at a time. What we're talking about now is how we can hold hearings, markups, and get together. You know, the word Congress means gathering together and debating and discussing. We are the Congress. It's up to Nancy Pelosi to get us out there. I'm going to go out there. I'm headed out there this weekend. I'm going to stand on the steps and ask, where is everyone else? Why won't Nancy Pelosi let us come out there?
Are you going to wear a mask?
You bet I will. You know, I think wearing the mask, distancing is the key, as we've talked about, everybody's talked about. I'll wear a mask out of respect for anybody else around me.
What are you so eager to get out there for? I know you've said hearings. Is there a specific bill that you're looking forward to discussing, or some specific piece of legislation?
Liability protection is not just something that affects businesses. Liability protection, which the Senate is discussing right now. Think about this. Cities, counties, hospitals, universities, businesses, everyone that opens up will have liability unless we identify and put brackets around that so that there aren't frivolous lawsuits for opening, trying to open back up and preserving jobs for people.
I've heard talk, too, about another round of, they call it stimulus or relief money. Have you heard anything about that, or would you be in favor of it? I heard Mike Braun say he would not vote for something else like that. Do you have any ideas on it yet?
You know, Chris, I'm pretty open-minded. I'm okay if it helps hospitals. If there are some necessities, if the PPP runs out of money here, I think we do have to continue to make sure people get paid while we are opening up, while businesses are trying to stay solvent. If you're talking about bailing out Illinois and Chicago and states that have been irresponsible, no, absolutely not. I'm not in favor of just handing out more money. We've done such a good job here in the state of Indiana for many, many years of living within our means and being responsible caretakers of the taxpayers' dollars.
How far does the federal government go? How far is the federal government's responsibility, in your view, when it comes to protecting people's finances and states' finances?
Well, that's a good question, and that's a perfect example of I like the idea of debating and sitting down and discussing this in hearing meetings. I think that's a great thing to be out there and talk about. I'm on the Transportation Infrastructure Committee. There's where I think we can stimulate this economy, offer outstanding jobs and growth in all across this country in every state, and I think that's how we take care of what you just asked about.
Yeah, you mentioned the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee before the pandemic really got going good. There were some things happening in Indiana with transportation and infrastructure. Do you anticipate that picking back up?
Well, I know the administration, you know, the president and the vice president have just done a fabulous job in managing this pandemic. One of the ideas that the president had was a payroll relief for both employers and employees, but also a great big infrastructure stimulus package. I'd like to see it get done with the partisanship out in D.C. And, you know, Chris, if we're not even going to sit down and talk about things, nothing's going to get done.
Well, yeah, I think you got a point there. You got to be able to talk about it to get it done. So you're going out there this weekend. What would you say to other representatives, maybe some of the ones that say, well, I'm actually afraid, or I'm maybe in one of those categories where I am compromised somehow?
I 100% respect that, Chris. I would never challenge anybody for that type of concern. You know, I joined the Marine Corps in 1979 because I wanted to get out there and serve. I'm going to go out there and serve this weekend. There are committee meetings being held, and those that can make it are making it. None of my committees are gathering out there, but, you know, I'm going to go out there and make a presence and make a point that what we need to do is those that can need to show up.
All right. Is there anything that I didn't ask that you think maybe I should have or that you would like to talk about?
No, I think that's pretty much that was my point, if that's okay.
Well, certainly. Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.